Tell me about the VCH. I didn't know that Violet was involved with that.
Well, she only did a little for the. Oh, I'm to talk that way.
Well, it doesn't matter. No,
yes.
Don't worry.
We bicycled about, and she did wood industries and canals, if I remember right. We had an amusing time visiting wood industries in the Stroud Valley. And she always quotes one particular firm which used up all its odds and ends of wood for making penny whistles or something, some child's toy. She was rather pleased with that.
How did she get involved in that? I mean, who
asked
her?
Well, I just invited her. I couldn't get the thing done in time. And I just wrote to the editor and said, can I get my sister? Can I sublet it? That was all. She only did just a few sections.
This
I was supposed to do the whole social and economic history of Gloucestershire. But I don't want to talk about myself.
No, I'm interested because I didn't realise she'd done historical work of that sort before she did her survey. And so she'd done her degree, had she then?
Oh yes, she took her degree in, so to speak, I mean, we hadn't got them, in 1905.
I see, so it was soon after she did that. So what did you do? You wandered round the countryside looking at the buildings and countryside shapes?
Oh, actually, I did two sections, that was it. I had a thing called social and a thing called industrial. Yes. It was the industry she helped me with.
Did she? Yes. What sort of things did she do then? What did she
specialize? She just went in and interviewed the people and asked them what they made and earned and so on. You see her name in. It's volume 2 of the Gloucestershire VCH. Volume 1 has never come out yet. That's the Doomsday one. And volume 2 and 3 have come out.
I see. Well, that's most interesting, because I wouldn't have come across that. Were you with Violet when she did her survey, actually, later?
Which survey?
The Oxford survey.
You mean the social conditions?
Yes, that's right.
I had nothing to do with that at all.
Yes, you weren't living together or...
Oh, we've always lived together, practically all our lives. Always. Until I was nearly 70 and went to live in Gloucestershire. Birdlip.
Yes.
And then I was coming back here.
Yes.
We did... You see, we were both tutors at St. Anne's. We were just a sort of pair of us always. But she went her way intellectually and I went mine. We both read honor history. But she went off to economics.
But do you remember her doing the survey? I suppose you must do, mustn't you? Because you were living in the same house.
See, what year was it? 1908.
Well, it would be 1911 or so, wouldn't it? And she published it in 1912, didn't she?
I think I was so deeply absorbed in my own work. Mm. Oh, yes, I do remember her doing it and how she was always trying to measure it the way she wrote, by whether it would be easy enough to read by an anonymous person, I won't mention, was rather a typical social worker, not trained, you know, good and kind.
She wanted to make it generally understood.
I found a letter of hers.
Oh, yes.
And brought to my sister about the various small clubs they worked in before here, among the girls in Oxford, and November 1911. And then she goes on. I want you to tell me what you think about care committees. Would it be good to have one? partly compounded of us, partly meaning, I think, club committee people, partly compounded of us, partly of health committees for here. The children, as you know, read my article, and I'm not sure I've got the article, are not looked up after being inspected, except for consumption and heads. We can talk about heads now. It was a dreadful subject then. Could not one... Yeah, I can't quite read that, as she's written it. 3 weeks ago, Mr. Gator, he became Sir George Gator. You know, is he presented anything to you?
I haven't heard the name, no.
He distinguished himself in the war. I forget, anyway, he was a contemporary of my, a pupil of my brother's, I think, another. I suppose he took up social work after the time. Well, simply, I don't quite remember that. But anyway, he and Mrs. Dennison, who was an elder, the other, a mater lady, don't put that in a quote, I call it,
no.
originally did the apprenticeship committee with Violet Worthcott. We drew up an admirable memorial to the education committee, pointing out to them how desirable it was for them to do something. This treatise has since been deposing in Dr. Kerry, I'm not sure who he was. On Friday, a board of trade man came down and interviewed Dr. Carlyle. Mr. Hugh Hall, Mr. Kerry and Mrs. Denniston. Mr. Hugh Hall was a member of the City Council, I think, or perhaps mayor, I'm not sure. About a possible joint juvenile labour exchange. They did not come near settling anything, but they gave one more stir to the very sticky porridge pot.
Porridge pot.
I think that's all.
Yes, that's a very interesting.
I thought it was rather... By the way, she left a note for you.
Did she? So you remember her going out, do you, and interviewing people and generally being active on the survey, do you?
I couldn't say that I do. I'm so much absorbed in my own affairs as you are when you're young. And I think I imagine she was drawing on the knowledge she'd already acquired.
Because she did a lot of social surveys. This wasn't the only one, was it? There were several others too. Like the apprenticeship survey and the...
The village survey, did she tell you?
Yes, she told me about that.
I forget that's of a later date, though. Good deal, isn't it?
Yes.
That was very good.
Was it? Yes.
You've seen that.
I'm going to read it. I haven't read it yet, no. I'd like to. But what do you think made her do the survey? And have you got any idea? Could you put it in a nutshell, why she did it?
Not a nutshell.
Did it grow out of Josephine Butler and the general family commitment to social reform work, do you think? Do you think that was important?
I think she voted because she wanted to write it. And I think that she had a good deal of time on her hands, in a way, because she became so deeply interested in economics, considerably owing to Mrs. H.L. Fisher, as I expect she told you.
Yes.
And my cousin, Professor Edgeworth. She'd grown up, we'd all grown up to be interested in people. But there were no... It was very difficult to get started in any definite work of that kind. Now, our old principal of the home students, Mrs. Johnson, who's up there on the wall, had always worked. She was on the board of guardians and used to take one day off her other work every week one morning to do that. And she had a district. But she always described things rather vaguely as social and philanthropic work. Because there weren't paid jobs, there weren't, I suppose, actually. And I think Violet found her rather disappointing. She couldn't find her a niche. And then, I suppose she was influenced by Rowntree. Did she say anything about that?
Yes, she was, obviously.
I mean, Rowntree just come out, hadn't it?
Yes,
you got
yes.
the dates, I don't remember the dates.
Yes, yes. It certainly influenced her a lot, I think.
I should think she knew a lot of it, and then decided she'd do more. Of course, she must have done a lot of work to collect all those things, and did she call them the menus?
Budgets, you mean?
The budgets is the word I wanted.
Yes, yes.
It's sort of gradually coming back to me.
Yes. What did you think of the book, actually, when you reread it recently?
I thought it was remarkably good. She said to me the other day, originally, it was a very youthful thing, a piece of work. And I think it was rather patronising in some ways. But I couldn't see that it was, and it struck me that it was very good. Very thorough. Of course, she was giving rather wise opinions. You might say perhaps she wasn't qualified so young to do that, but I don't see that anybody outside need say that. I think she feels it now. But
No, I quite.
Then there were lots of little touches of historical touches and so on that she brings in, which I think are very characteristic of her.
Because she's very fond.
But I think I was extremely occupied with my own affairs. Mm. I was working for Mrs. Johnson, working myself into being a tutor and doing daily work.
Mm.
And when you're starting your work when you're young, you're more interested in your own job than the other person.
Yes, of course.
I mean, we were always the best of friends.
Yes, yes, I understand. Yes.
I shouldn't think we had much time to talk.
No. Tell me about Mrs. Fisher. Can you remember her very well?
Oh, yes, very well.
Can you describe her to me? Because she was an important influence on your sister, wasn't she?
She was Letty Ilbert. I never fitted in very well with her myself, but she was very clever, bright, amusing and sympathetic and extremely able. And I don't think there were many people in Oxford then who made economics very alive. Of course, the professor, my cousin, was all on the statistical side. And I remember a friend of mine, another friend of the student at the same time, falling, as you might say, entirely from Mrs. Bishop and being enjoying the study so much and being brought to connect it up with real life. There was, but I told you about rent collecting, I expect.
A bit, yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Because Mrs. Fisher did quite a lot of social work in Oxford, didn't she, as well as being a tutor?
Yes, she did. I admired her husband more than her, myself.
Mm.
I don't know if you've read any of his books. Fisher, of the Education.
H.A.L. Fisher, yes.
I had the great privilege of being taught by him.
Were you really?
Four tutorials.
Were you?
And when he gave me an alpha minus, I never had felt so proud in my whole life, I remember. Because he had a tremendously high standard. But, I'm quite sure that his wife had too.
Why was she so good with students, do you think?
I beg your pardon?
Why was Mrs. Fisher so good with undergraduates?
Well, she was a very charming woman.
Mm. She was very alive, was she?
Yes,
very
yes.
Vital. Mm. Mm. I had a marvellous talk with her daughter, Mrs. Bennett, about her.
Of course, for a long time she had no child.
Yes.
And that was a great grief to her. But she had this gift of friendship with young people.
She was very frank, wasn't she? Very direct in the way she spoke. Wasn't she as well? There's no... I mean, she was in a way tactless, wasn't she, almost?
I don't know that I could contribute very much about her, really. I didn't myself have very much to do with her.
Mm.
I was always rather shy of her.
What about Mrs. Wells and Mrs. Pritchard? Do you remember Mrs. Wells and Mrs. Pritchard?
Oh dear, Mrs. Of course I do. Mrs. Pritchard's daughter was in here yesterday.
Was she? Really? Was she? I don't.
They all had taken first classes, and were most attractive at the same time.
Because they were a sort of trio, weren't they? Mrs. Fisher, Mrs. Wells, and Mrs. Pritchard all worked together, didn't they? Rather.
I don't think Mrs. Wells did very much, did she?
I think she they were all involved in the babies, weren't they? The baby...
unmarried mothers, yes.
Yes,
but
yes.
Mrs. Wells was very much occupied with her husband, I think, entertaining in her own college and so on.
Mm. Mm. Do you remember what they were like as people, Mrs. Pritchard and Mrs. Wells?
Oh, they were both quite delightful. Mrs. Wells was extremely good-looking. Frances Crawley, she was one of the early students at Lady Margaret. I remember my mother always spoke of her as Frances. And she was very musical, too. And used to sing in the Bach choir. I sometimes sat there with her. A very charming, beautiful, good woman.
Mrs.
Who then fell ill and quite unexpectedly and died.
Mrs. Pritchard?
Her husband was Vice Chancellor.
Oh, yes, yes.
Mrs. Pritchard, also extremely beautiful person. I remember my father admired her very much. She's the best specimen of woman student. she got a first in Greece.
Did she?
And then she helped, she did a great deal for women's education. I mean, she was always on a governing body. Now, you mustn't ask me too many things.
No.
Do you want anything more about my father or my family?
Yes, do tell me about your father and his influence on you both. I mean, he must have encouraged you to be interested in social questions as a clergyman and a conscientious don.
That doesn't describe him the least. He used to say, I never count myself a parson. And a conscientious don is just exactly what he wasn't. He was just quite delightful. I've been looking up his... does it matter if I move my head back?
No, of course not.
I've been looking up various obituary notices of him.
Oh, yes.
And they all say that he was perfectly... delightful to his pupils.
He yes.
was adored by his pupils.
That's what I meant by conscientious, really.
But I meant we grew up in a religious atmosphere, a Christian atmosphere, which made it seem natural and right to do things for other people. And when we first went up to Birdley, he almost at once fell into the right relation with the village, because his father, besides being later Dean of Peterborough, had been a country rector, and he'd grown up in a country rectory. And he started giving an annual school treat. And I said to Violet the other day, I believe all our interest, other classes, began with the school treat. It's till lately there are one or two people who still remember it. This is a very good notice of my father.
Do you think
I think it is actually... He was headmaster of Haileybury, you know.
Mm.
I think it was the Times notice reprinted in the Haileyburyan School magazine.
Oh, yes. Could I possibly borrow it, do you think, from you? Would you mind?
You won't lose it.
No, of course I wouldn't. I won't if you, I can look it up
in
the Times.
I didn't mean to be rude, but I'm trying to write a biography of him, and it's... one of my most precious possessions.
Of course, I won't borrow it. I'll read it in the Times, in the library. But, I think it'd be the best thing, wouldn't it? But it's certainly
I don't
best
see why you shouldn't really have either that or the Oriel one. But I just marked at the bottom
thank you, yes.
this thing about...
Yes.
There.
Yes. Yes. In politics, he belonged to the school of liberalism, which was Cambridge in Oxford in the 50s and 60s. Yes.
But you see, he was also a poet.
Hmm. Hmm? Hodge and the Land.
Oh, but he wrote, I don't mean to say he was only a minor poet, but he did publish quite a lot of poetry. He had known Tennyson a little bit.
Mm.
So,
18th of January in the time.
One of my friends used to say, I think of him as a scholar gypsy. I think that's rather exaggerated, but he was very much a poet.
Was he very much influenced by T.H. Green, do you think?
T.H.?
T.H. Green, yes.
I don't quite know how much I rather want to find out. I think T.H. Green was a co-master at Rugby with him under Temple, and that they first knew each other that way.
That's interesting.
I can't really answer that. I've got something about East, and I want to find out some more.
I'd like that.
I don't remember his talking to me very about it.
Your family knew...
He didn't always talk a great deal on serious subjects because he was not very strong and used to get tired, and with his work and other liked to relax with his family. So it was more what one imbibed or heard from his friends. There's a very nice photograph of him.
Isn't there.
When he was at Oriel, in the middle of a group of old Haleyvarians.
Yes, yes. Your family knew Mrs. Green, didn't they? I mean, you...
Oh, yes, very well. She took a very active part in women's higher education, too.
Did Violet admire Mrs. Green, do you think?
Oh, very much. We all did. She was beautiful. She always wore a velvet bonnet. Just went on wearing the same clothes. After her husband's death, I think it was after, she trained as a nurse. And she rather kept up the idea of dressing a little like a nurse, but she was a very fine, beautiful woman. I was just looking to see whether this is a group of masters. No. I was looking to see if 30H Green was there.
Oh, yes.
Now I shall give out soon.
Yes, well, let me tire you out. I'll switch off now, shall I?
We're very much taken up with some pet dormice. And the dormice fell ill. And our nurse said, now if only you could get a drop of laudanum, I think I could cure them. And I was distracted, so I rushed out into the garden and caught Mr. Holland and said, Mr. Holland, have you got any laudanum? And he was most kind and stopped to consider what the matter was, but he naturally wasn't carrying laudanum about in his pocket. Years after, when I became a student, he took a service for women students, and some of us were invited into the vestry and introduced to him afterwards by an older lady who said, this is Miss Ruth Butler. Oh, you needn't introduce me, he said. Do you remember the dormice? In the vestry of St. Mary's, surrounded by very shy young women, a thrill went round.
But he came to Birdlip quite a lot, did he?
No, I only remember one time, really. But my father sometimes had parties up there just before the family went up. He had some quite distinguished people up there.
That's very interesting. I hadn't realised that, you know, you were so closely connected with Scott Holland.
But I think it's rather silly of me to have told you that story. It's nothing to do with it.
No, really. It shows how human.
Only I was beginning to feel it was time I relaxed.
That's interesting. Yeah. Well, I'll leave you with this because you...
This is an inclination towards teaching and possibly the capacity for getting on familiar terms with pupils.
Yes, yes. It's interesting. Because, yes, it's very useful. Oh, there's also, yes, it's by Sydney Ball, in fact. Now, wait a minute, isn't that in the back of the biography of Sydney Ball?
Uh-huh.
You know the biography of Sydney Ball. There's a memoir of your father in the back of that. I think that's probably this, isn't it?
You mean in the life of Sydney Ball?
Yes, yes.
Which I've read, but I haven't got.
Yes, I think it's there. Actually, there are several.
I think Violet has it, perhaps.
Yes, I've got it myself, actually, yes.
He probably says the same things.
Yes.
Sydney Ball got up a performance of my father's play on Charles I, and it was performed in Oriel Hall.
Sydney Ball
but
knew...
But it was never a first-class success in his plays.
Well, that's interesting. I'd love to borrow this if you'd allow me to. Well, would you rather I borrowed one and then returned it and then brought the other one back?
I think I would.
All right. Well, may I borrow the Heliberian first?
Yes.
And then I'll bring this back.